I'm not sure it could. They say time heals.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. All right, now that Don's gone, let me tell you the truth. No, I'm just kidding you. Folks, I can't emphasize. I really have. I've been on the product for a couple of weeks, and I'm telling you, I feel better. And, you know, I've been into that website 100 times. I've looked at that banner on RBN, and I've said, oh, that looks like something that might have something to do with chelation. I never paid any attention to it until he sent me a bottle of it, and he said, hey, try this, and just tell me how it works. And I tried it. And nothing happened. And I tried it the next day, and nothing happened. I tried it the next day, and I found myself getting out of bed a little bit quicker. And little aches and pains I had started to go away. There's a bottle of capsules, and then there's a little tincture bottle of this stuff that you put under your tongue. And I have to tell you, it doesn't taste very good. The first time I took it, it didn't taste very good at all. But after about 2 or 3 times, I started to get to the place where, yeah, this isn't bad. And I think as time goes on, I might even start to like it. I don't know. But I mentioned before that as time goes on, I'm going to give you my progression on how much better I feel. And I'm going to start barking at you to buy this stuff because it really is good. And it's a very, very, very inexpensive way to keep yourself from you know, being treated for whatever, going on their drugs, maybe wind up in the hospital or whatever. It's great preventive maintenance, folks. So I can't say enough about it. It's a really great product. Okay, I'm moving right along here. I'm going to shift gears now. Leo Wanta. Now, I'm getting these emails. As most of you folks know, for, I don't know what it was, 2-3 months, that I was getting these emails about reporting on Leo Wanta, and I should report on it. And I sat there and I waited. And I said, well, should I report on this? Should I not? You know, there's not any real conclusive evidence here. So I made a decision because of a lot of the listeners were emailing me. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and report it. So I had Don Nikoloff that was going on, you know, he was really doing a heavy lot of detailed research on it. So I had him up on my show every week for, I don't know, well, it's about 3 months, talking about Leo Wanta and giving updates and so forth. But the only problem that I had with it, and by the way, there's no question in my mind doing the investigative research that I did on Leo Wanta, that the man's for real. And I know that there are certain things that were going on behind the scenes in memos that he had written to Dick Cheney and so forth that I know, you know, he alluded to the, quote, boxes at one point. I even put a picture of the box. I know what boxes he's talking about. But the reason I stopped reporting on Leo Wanta is for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's because, okay, the guy was burned. You know, we all at some point in our life get burned. We all get, you know, taken financially. We all get taken in one, or, you know, we get beat up. Something happens to us. We wind up getting sued. We sue somebody, whatever. The bottom line is yes, obviously Leo Wanta was wronged. He spent time in jail. James Traficant is in prison right now. He was a congressman. He exposed the Federal Reserve for what they are. They trumped up charges and threw him in jail. Leo Wanta went over to Russia and destabilized the ruble. And basically he was set up, he was put in jail. His life has been a mess. They have stolen money from the guy. Here's my problem, is that the banking debacle that we see going on right now, where these banks in both in England and the United States are in serious trouble, and we've got this ongoing story of Leo Wanta that is paralleling what we see happening economically. The problem is that we can't conclusively prove that this is the reason. And there's been a number of things that have happened during the course of this ongoing soap opera with Leo Wanta where, you know, the Queen's gold was stolen. Well, I don't know about you, but I had trouble getting my head around that. How could they steal all this gold? Did they steal it from a computer? Or, you know, a computer entry? Did they steal it out of the basement of the Queen's palace? I mean, how did they get this gold? Where did it go? Okay, how could you do something like that? So none of it was conclusively proven in my mind. I quit reporting on it. But anyway, I said that to say this. I'm going to come back after the break and go into this a little bit further. Stick with me. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'm getting emails again. I'm going to go into that when I get back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Yeah, all right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Okay, back to this Leo Wanta thing. Now, as I told you, I've been getting emails again. And curiously, you know, if you go into my website at www.theamericanawakening.org, you can click on contact info. And then it'll come up on my, you know, in my email account that somebody's contacting me through my website. Now, you can put in a name or you don't have to put in a name. But what a lot of people don't know is that I can go in and track, you know, whoever is hitting my website, I can track where they are. I don't know who they are, but I can track them right down to the building that they're in or the house. I got an email that said nothing more than this was from DN, that is Delta November initials, from supposedly from Alabama. And so I went in and I tracked it. And first of all, there is nobody, sad to say, there is nobody in Alabama that listens to me, or at least there's nobody in Alabama that goes into my website. But curiously enough, there is a hit on my website, right about the same time, by the way, that this email came in, that is real close to Don Nikoloff's house. Now, I'm not saying that Don Nikoloff sent me this email. What I am saying is this, is that if it is Don Nikoloff, with all due respect to you, Don, I'm not going to report on Leo Wanta anymore for the very reasons that I just mentioned. If this entire banking debacle is over these Leo Wanta funds, which it very well may be, I'm not taking anything away from that. The fact of the matter is that unless this administration is impeached, unless Dennis Kucinich gets this bill to a point where they indeed do, you know, impeach Richard Cheney, which, by the way, I hope they do, and this administration, this whole administration crumbles, we will never know. Because I'll guarantee you they will blame it on something, anything other than Leo Wanta. We are looking at right now, and I know, you know, I'm preaching to the choir here, but we're looking at an economy that is literally in a tailspin. And Bernanke and Greenspan have both come out, and they're talking about a weakened dollar is better, yada, yada, yada. And Ron Paul was getting on Bernanke just the other day about it. But the fact of the matter is that and I've made a prediction here, folks, and that is that $41 billion, an additional $41 billion, was just recently injected into the stock market by the Fed last week. And do you know what it did? Nothing. It didn't even make a blip on the radar screen. The stock market, even with that $41 billion injection, is down, what, 900 points this week? Some ridiculous figure. And as John mentioned on his show, Cash Flow, I was listening, they've already started putting up the Christmas decorations for the stores because they know it's going to be a bad year. Now, I've been preaching this. My prediction is that all of the billions, the hundreds of billions of dollars that have been injected into this market, whether it's because of Leo Wanta and because of the theft of trillions of dollars, or whether it's because of the hedge funds and the derivatives and the crimes that these banks have been committing, that now, you know, the credit has tightened up to a point where the banks are even afraid to lend to one another because they don't know which one's telling the truth and which one is complicit in this. Okay, we're in a situation where it looks to me like that this economy, this dollar, once it starts to fall, and has started to fall, all of these other countries are getting on board, China and Russia and India and Malaysia and South Korea, our buddies over there, they're all starting to dump the dollar. They've come out and announced they're dumping the dollar. What's going to happen is this dollar, you've seen it come down about 400 basis points over the last month, but it's going to go into a free fall spin. And my prediction has been that they're trying to keep it artificially propped up at least through the Christmas holidays so us as the consumers can go out there and buy. And you know, with them putting up the Christmas decorations right now, it looks like that's exactly what they're doing, and the retailers are knowing that there's a serious problem going on here, so they've got to start early. My prediction is shortly after Christmas is when the dollar is going to go into a free-fall tailspin. Now, Jim Kerwin, who you've listened to on my show for the last 4 or 5 weeks in a row, sadly, he's not going to be on anymore because his schedule has changed. But he doesn't even think it's going to last that long. He was on my show last Friday saying that I don't even think that it's going to make it through Christmas. At any rate, here's my point. Now, I've also looked at reports saying that there's a strong possibility, and again, I don't want to fear-monger here, but there's a strong possibility that they're going to launch a war with Iran first quarter of next year. Well, this economic collapse that is impending, it's going to happen, folks. It might be sooner rather than later. My prediction is, yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to go into a spin after Christmas. Jim Kerwin doesn't think it'll last that long. Some people say, oh, it'll be another year or so. At any rate, it's going to happen. And what's going to happen is that they're going to blame it on somebody else. You're never going to know whether Leo Wanta was involved. You're never going to know whether it's derivatives or hedge funds, at least according to mainstream media, because mainstream media isn't going to tell you the truth. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to take a short break here. I've got a message here that says Don Nikoloff is on the line and wants to square off, whatever that means. Don Nikoloff, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Michael, the word square off is not my term. That's your engineer's term. Okay. I just said I'd like to speak with you. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I heard the comment you made, and it's rather interesting. I have no idea what was contained in the email that you attribute to the individual that left the initials DN, but I can assure you it's not me. and further investigation will prove that to be a fact.
Okay, well, let me say this, Don. The initials are DN. They put that they came from the state of Alabama, of which I have no listeners in, and the time element of the email as opposed to the hit on my website coincides almost identically with a residence that's right up there in your stomping grounds.
Well, that's interesting. I'd like to know more about it. Maybe I could help you investigate who's behind it, but I can assure you it's not me. In fact, well, someone very well could be tracking my email, and we know how they operate, of course. So,
let me ask you this. I was going to ask you exactly. No, but I'm not going to do that, Don. I'm not going to ask you. I know pretty well where you're at, and I assure you, and I know when I tell you this, you know, because you know me and my integrity. The fact of the matter is that this particular email came from right there in your location. Okay.
No idea who it's from.
Okay, that's fine.
I did visit your site because I was interested in looking at who your guests were this week.
Okay. And it really doesn't matter. You know, the bottom line is you know, what I'm stipulating to the listening audience is that I've decided to quit reporting on Leo Wanta, not because I don't believe the story. It's because regardless of you know, if it is indeed the exact reason why these banks are failing, we're never going to know the truth unless they impeach this entire administration and put them on a witness stand.
Well, that's what has to happen, and I don't know if you've been keeping pace with what's going on, but it's pretty revealing what's going on.
I have been keeping up to speed on both sides of it. The problem is, you know, with the Leo Wanta thing, it's almost like, you know, we've got the illusion of a government, and then we've got the shadow government running things from behind the scenes. We've got what is being said in both mainstream and alternative media regarding this banking debacle and the economic slide. Then we have this parallel thing as far as the whole thing being attributed to the Leo Wanta scandal. And what I've done is just picked one as opposed to the other, because the truth of the matter is that I can't deny it. And as we've talked before, Don, you know that I've done a lot of investigation on Leo Wanta. I know darn good and well he exists. I know he's filed the suits. I know what he's talking about in respect to the boxes, because I've seen the boxes personally. Okay, but that doesn't disregard the fact that, you know, again, unless this administration is totally impeached, and even then, they may bury it and never let us know the real reason, even if it is attributed to Leo Wanta. And for that reason, I've decided not to report on it anymore, because I get as much positive email as I get negative email about it. And since it's not conclusive evidence, I've just made the decision not to report on it anymore.
Yeah, well, that's your prerogative. Michael, I just want you to know I'm still a devoted listener to your show. I still consider you a friend, and I hope we can remain friends. And as to the nature of this email, I am as miffed about it as you. Now, anyone can fudge an email address, a location, and I can assure you that I have more important things to do with my time, okay? I've spent the last couple of days at the hospital with my father, who just had a stroke. I have more important personal life issues to deal with right now than to spam somebody on some email. And I reiterate, I have no idea what that email contains, and I would probably laugh at it. It would probably anger me, and to be accused of it.
Stop down. I didn't accuse you of it.
Okay.
You listened to what I said.
I heard how you said it, and you said it the right way.
Right. Okay.
I'm just letting you know, Michael, you know me well enough to know that I would not engage in such a childish, immature activity as that.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I'll accept that.
Okay.
I'm looking at the email right now, and basically what it is it says first name, and it says DN. State Alabama, with nothing else other than a copy of a report, $47 trillion stolen by high-level criminals in the past 8 days, that directs me to the Global Analysis and International Intelligence website. I believe it's Christopher Story. Okay, well, anyway, I appreciate that, Don. I accept that. All right, going to go to a break. Michael Herzog back in three with some more. Stick with me. Let's see. Going to talk about how they might be able to cover this up, folks. Stick with me.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back. Short segment coming up at the bottom of the hour here, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Okay, back to this economic dive that we're going to go into. My prediction is it's going to go into a tailspin after Christmas, into the first quarter of next year. I've also heard rumor about they're gearing up for war with Iran in the first quarter of next year. Now, here's what concerns me. They're looking for a way... You know, this economic collapse, there's going to be rioting in the streets. These people lose their pension funds and 401ks that they've worked for all their life, and there's going to be rioting. Henceforth, why they've beefed up and, you know, passed this legislation for martial law and all this good stuff, the executive orders. So they're gearing all of this stuff up. Now, a lot of these countries, as I mentioned, are dumping the dollar. They're coming right out mainstream and say, we're dumping this. Iran, and I've reported this on shows in the past, has been attempting to open up what is called an oil bourse or a stock exchange where they would be accepting payment for oil in euros or other forms of currency and getting rid of the dollar. Well, that really honks off this the powers that be, the elite, if you will. This is the same thing that Saddam Hussein did back just prior to us going in and occupying his country and overthrowing him. So what would they blame it on? Okay, if indeed, and again, I don't want to fearmonger here, but if indeed there is, any credibility to the rumor that they're going to launch an attack on Iran first quarter of next year, I'll tell you what my concerns are. First of all, they would blame it on Iran. our economic demise, you know, this crash of the dollar, Iran would have something to do with it. But I ran across a couple of articles here I want to share with you about a scenario that really concerns me. Because if they launch attack on Iran, and I've spoke about this before, I've had Jim Kerwin up, he's talked with me about it, that Iran is not Iraq. Iran, number one, isn't going to lay down for an attack and just sit there and do nothing. They've got three times the population, they've got an immense amount more firepower, and they have advanced technological weaponry that will literally sink that fleet that's over in the Persian Gulf. Now, here's an article by Tony Capaccio. It's called Navy Lacks Plan to Defend Against the Sizzler Missile. And this is out of Bloomberg. This is mainstream, folks. The U.S. Navy, after nearly 6 years of warnings from Pentagon testers, still lacks a plan for defending our aircraft carriers against a supersonic Russian-built missile, according to current and former officials in Defense Department documents. The missile, known in the West as the Sizzler, has been deployed by China and may be purchased by Iran. Deputy Secretary of Defense Gordon England has given the Navy until April 29th to explain how it will counter the missile. Now, that's last April 29th, folks, according to a Pentagon budget document. The Defense Department's Weapons Testing Office judges the threat so serious that its director, Charles McQuarrie, warned the Pentagon's chief weapons buyer in a memo that he would move to stall production of the multi-billion-dollar ship and missile programs until this issue was addressed. In other words, they have put a moratorium on even building any aircraft carriers until they address this issue with these specific missiles. And guess what? It could be assumed, and I'm pretty well certain that, being as they've made this pact, Russia and Iran and these other countries, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan, I believe it is. Okay, I'm pretty sure that Iran has these missiles. So they put a moratorium on even building any more aircraft carriers until this issue is addressed. This is a carrier-destroying weapon, said Orville Hansen, who evaluated weapon systems for 38 years with the Navy. That's its purpose. Take out the carriers, and China can walk into Taiwan. China bought the missiles in 2002 along with eight diesel submarines designed to fire it, according to the Office of Naval Intelligence. A Pentagon official speaking on condition of anonymity said Russia also offered the missile to Iran. Although there's no evidence a sale has gone through, in Iranian hands, the Sizzler could challenge the ability of the United States Navy to keep open the Strait of Hormuz, through which an estimated 25% of the world's oil traffic flows. This is a very low-flying, fast missile, says retired Rear Admiral Eric McVaden, a former U.S. naval attaché in Beijing. It won't be visible until it's quite close, and by the time you detect it to the time it hits you is very short. You'd want to know your capabilities to handle this sort of missile. The Navy's shipborne Aegis system, deployed on cruisers and destroyers starting in the early 1980s, is designed to protect aircraft carrier battle groups from missile attacks. But current and former officials say the Navy has no assurance that Aegis, built by Lockheed Martin, is capable of detecting, tracking, and intercepting this Sizzler missile. This was an issue when I walked in the door in 2001. Thomas Christie, the Defense Department's top weapon testing official from mid-2001 to early 2005, said in an interview, it's a major issue. The Navy recognized this was a major issue, and over the years, I had continued promises that they were going to fully fund development and production of missiles that could replicate the Sizzler to help develop a defense system against it, Christie said, but they haven't. The effect is that in a conflict, the U.S. would send a billion-dollar platform loaded with equipment and crew into harm's way, which, by the way, they've already done, folks. They're already sitting over there, without some sort of confidence that we could defeat what is apparently a threat very near on the horizon. The Navy considered developing a program to test against the Sizzler, but has no plans in the immediate future to initiate such a development effort. Lieutenant Bashon Mann, a Navy spokesman, said the service is aware of the Sizzler's capabilities and is researching suitable alternatives to defend against it. U.S. naval warships have layered defense capability that can defend against various missile threats. McQuarrie, head of the Pentagon's testing office, raised his concerns about the absence of Navy test plans for the missile in a September 8, 2006 memo to Ken Krieg, Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition. He also voiced concerns to the Deputy Secretary England.
In that memo, Macquarie said that unless the Sizzler threat was addressed, his office wouldn't approve test plans necessary for production to begin on several other projects, including Northrop Grumman's new $35.8 billion aircraft carrier project. We'll be back after the break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, I got more. This is really serious, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I just finished with an article here. Now, this was dated March 23rd's mainstream article out of Bloomberg by Tony Capaccio. And I'm going to reread one paragraph here because I'm going to get into this next article, and I'm going to tell you why this is so serious, folks. In the memo, Macquarie said that unless the Sizzler threat was addressed, his office would not approve test plans necessary for production to begin on several other projects, including Northrop Grumman's new $35.8 billion CVN-21 aircraft carrier project, the $36.5 billion DDG-1000 destroyer project being developed by Northrop and General Dynamics Corp., and two Raytheon Corp. projects, the $6 billion Standard Missile 6 and the $1.1 billion Ship Self-Defense System. Now, remember, they put a moratorium on that. Unless this issue is addressed, they are not building these. They are not going through with their contract. Now, why is this so serious? Well, listen to this. Now, this one is dated yesterday. This is an article that is penned by Michael E. Sala. He's a PhD. Just a second here. Let me dig through here and tell you a little bit about this guy. I think he's on the last page. I'm going to dig down to the bottom of this. Give me a second. Yeah. Michael Sell is an internationally recognized scholar in international politics, conflict resolution, U.S. foreign policy, and the new field of exopolitics. He's the author of 5 books. This guy's got some credentials here. And here's what he says, folks, and this is why it's so serious. But also, it's no surprise. The Bush administration has covered up and ignored the dissenting Pentagon war games analysis. What a surprise. They've covered it up and they've ignored it. They've ignored this memo. They have ignored this whole thing. These people are saying you've got to address this situation because we're putting all of our boys, all of our military that are on these ships in harm's way. And what do? They do the same thing that they did when General, what was his name, Abizade said we needed 300,000 troops in Iraq, and they immediately dismissed him and fired him. Okay, they're doing the same thing with this. The war games analysis that suggests an attack on Iran's nuclear or military facilities will lead directly to the annihilation of the Navy's 5th Fleet, now stationed in the Persian Gulf. Lieutenant General Paul Van Riper led a hypothetical Persian Gulf state in the 2002 Millennium Challenge war games that resulted in the destruction of the 5th Fleet. Did you hear that, folks? He led a 2002 Millennium Challenge, I'm assuming it was a drill, war games, yeah, that resulted in the destruction of the 5th Fleet. His experience and conclusions regarding the vulnerability of the 5th Fleet to an asymmetrical military conflict with Iran have been ignored. The Bush administration is ignoring this. Neoconservatives within the Bush administration are currently aggressively promoting a range of military actions across or against Iran that will culminate in it attacking the U.S. Navy's 5th Fleet with sophisticated cruise anti-ship missiles. They are ignoring Van Riper's experiences in the Millennium Challenge drill, and now it applies to the current nuclear conflict in Iran. I mean, what else is new? Is this any surprise? What's the matter with these people? I mean, you know, Dennis Kucinich introduces the H.R. 333 resolution, again, that he penned back in April, and now they're going to put it through the Judiciary Committee. You know, this has got to happen. I've got Dave Lindorf coming up on my show next week. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, I believe, on Tuesday. But the fact of the matter is, we've got to get these people out of there. These people are lunatics, for crying out loud. And not only that, but they're lunatics that are backed into a corner, okay? All the cockroaches are deserting the sinking ship. We got Karl Rove that walked. Okay, we've got Alburo Gonzalez that left. What's the other lady's name? Was it Catherine Cady? Whoever his international, you know, advisor is that is supposed to, you know, show Bush in a good light. I don't even remember who she is, but she's gone. I mean, they're deserting the sinking ship. They're walking out. Most of the neocons have been bounced or they have left. Tell me, who is it that would take – if we were lucky enough, if we were only lucky enough to get Cheney impeached, who appoints a new vice president, or does Nancy Pelosi take over? And here's another thought process. Now, I don't know this for sure, folks. I have to admit I'm not that versed in politics to know. But let's just say, for the sake of, you know, a long shot, that Dennis Kucinich got this done. They had impeachment proceedings on Cheney, and he wound up being impeached. Would Nancy Pelosi move in? And if so, I don't know if that's true, but if it is true, would that not be maybe a grandiose, another elite, you know, Bilderberg group plan to put a woman in as vice president to condition us for Hillary Clinton? Have you ever thought about that? I don't know. I mean, I can just be speculating. I am speculating. I really don't know. But it's a thought. Let me continue with this. Iran has sufficient quantities of cruise missiles to destroy much or all of the 5th Fleet, which is within range of Iran's mobile missile launcher strategically located along its mountainous terrain overlooking the Persian Gulf. The Bush administration is deliberately downplaying the vulnerability of the 5th Fleet to Iran's advanced missile technology, which has been purchased from Russia and China since the late 1990s. The most sophisticated of Iran's cruise missiles are the Sunburn and the Yakonts missile. These are missiles against which U.S. military experts conclude that modern warships have no effective defense. Did you hear me? I said they have no effective defense. What kind of a lunatic would preempt an attack on Iran knowing this?
By deliberately provoking an Iranian retaliation to U.S. military actions, the neoconservatives will knowingly sacrifice much or all of the Fifth Fleet. Now, you know how many guys are on an aircraft carrier? There's 5,000 men on an aircraft carrier. And how many aircraft carriers? We've got the Stennis, we've got the Enterprise, and there's another one over there. So we've got 15,000 guys just on the aircraft carriers, not to mention the accompanying destroyers and so forth. By deliberately provoking an Iranian retaliation to U.S. military actions, the neoconservatives will knowingly sacrifice much or all of the Fifth Fleet. You know what, folks? They don't even care. These people are backed into a corner. And I don't know for sure, but I would assume that, you know, it's tick-tock, the game's lock. They may just know that they're going down. So this may be their last hurrah. I don't know. I hope not. This will culminate in a new Pearl Harbor that will create, remember the USS Maine? Same thing, okay? This will culminate in a new Pearl Harbor, not just 2001, but a new one that will create the right political environment for total war against Iran and expanded military actions in the Persian Gulf region. And guess what? I'm adding this in here. Martial law in the United States. The Fifth Fleet's vulnerability to anti-ship missile arsenal. The Fifth Fleet is headquartered in the Gulf state of Bahrain, which is responsible for patrolling the Persian Gulf, the Arabian Sea, the Suez Canal, and parts of the Indian Ocean. The Fifth Fleet currently comprises a carrier group of two helicopter carrier ships. Its size peaked at 5 aircraft carrier groups and 6 helicopter carriers in 2003 during the invasion of Iraq. Presently, it is led by the USS Enterprise with 5,000 guys on it, okay? The first nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. And by the way, isn't that the aircraft carrier that I got the report? I think I read it on the air where the lady was talking about some of her superior officers were being reassigned because there was a dissension among the ranks. Well, now I can see why. The USS Enterprise, the first nuclear-powered aircraft carrier commissioned in 1961. It is the oldest of the Navy's nuclear-powered class carriers and scheduled to be decommissioned in 2015 when the first of the new Ford-class carriers enters service. The Enterprise has over 5,000 Navy personnel, and on November 2nd, it began participating in a naval exercise in the Persian Gulf. Oh, man, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, this makes me nervous. It really makes me nervous because, you know, I have seen some of the atrocities perpetrated by the people that are occupying this White House. And, yes, they're puppets, and, yes, they're being controlled from above. Cheney's a yes man to his handlers, if you will. And Bush is nothing but a puppet for Cheney. Could these guys be that crazy? I'm not going to read all this because I don't think I have time, but I'm going to, you know, I'll skip through and read a few pertinent paragraphs here. Iran began purchasing advanced military technology from Russia soon after the latter pulled out in 2000 from the Gore-Chernomyrdin Protocol, which limited Russia's sales of military equipment to Iran. Russia subsequently began selling Iran military technology that could be used in any military conflict with the U.S., and this included air defense systems and anti-ship cruise missiles in which Russia specialized to offset the U.S. large naval superiority. One researcher of Russia's missile technology explains its focus on anti-ship technologies. Oh, many years ago, Soviet planners gave up trying to match the U.S. Navy ship for ship, gun for gun, and dollar for dollar. The Soviets simply could not compete with the high levels of U.S. spending required to build up and maintain a huge naval armada. They shrewdly adopted an alternative approach based on strategic defense. They searched for weaknesses and sought relatively inexpensive ways to exploit those weaknesses. The Soviets succeeded by developing several supersonic anti-ship missiles, one of which, the SSN-22 Sunburn, has been called the most lethal missile in the world today. The Sunburn has a speed of Mach 2.5, or 1,500 miles an hour. It uses stealth technology and has a range up to 130 miles. It contains a conventional warhead of 750 pounds that can destroy most ships. Of even greater concern is Russia's SSNX-26, or the Yakonts missile, which, by the way, they have, which has a range of 185 miles and which makes all U.S. Navy ships in the Persian Gulf vulnerable to attack. Let me take a break here. My roving reporter, Rob, just sends me a message, and it says, the Speaker of the House moves up in line of succession. According to the Presidential Succession Act of 1792, it's the President's choice whether or not to ordain the Speaker with the title and role of Vice President. You know, when are you going to turn 21 years old, Rob Bishop? Here I am, 58 years old, and I've got this 21-year-old guy telling me, okay, what I don't know. And now, should I feel stupid, or is that encouraging? I don't know, one way or the other. All right, but anyway, let's see. Thank you, Rob. By the way, I appreciate that. All right, so the Speaker of the House moves up if Cheney were impeached, but it's up to the president. Well, now, let's think about this for a minute. All right, if Cheney were impeached, the president's already on Lord knows how many drugs, okay? I mean, you could see it in his speeches. Impeaching his handler would probably give the guy an epileptic seizure, and he'd probably be in the hospital and wouldn't be able to appoint her. I don't know. Well, at any rate, that's a whole other story. I'm not going to go down that road today. Okay, let's see. Both the Yukons and the Sunburn missiles are designed to defeat the Aegis radar defense currently used on new U.S. Navy ships by using stealth technology and low-ground-hugging flying maneuvers. In their final approaches, these missiles take evasive maneuvers to defeat anti-ship missile defenses. The best defense the Navy has against Sunburn and Yukon's cruise missiles has been the C-RAM, the Rolling Action Frame Missile System. It's an anti-ship missile defense system, which is a modified form of a phalanx 20 millimeter cannon gun. The C-RAM has been tested with a 95% success rate against the Vandal supersonic missile capable of Mach 2.5 speeds, but does not have the radar evading and final flight maneuvers of Russian anti-ship missiles. Wow. I mean, I'm telling you, I can go through that. I don't know. Should I read some more? The question is, are these people crazy enough to launch a preemptive strike against Iran? And if they don't do it, would Israel do it? I mean, Israel is just frothing at the mouth. They want us to sacrifice our men to go into Iran. And with that, the retaliation that Iran, a country which has done nothing to us, by the way, the retaliation would sink probably every ship in the Gulf. And I'm assuming, I don't know how many ships exactly, I think there's 3 aircraft carriers, but I'm assuming that there's probably, I don't know, what would you think, 30 to 40,000 guys out there on those ships? I mean, boom, gone, split second, blink of an eye, 30 to 40,000 of our military sons and daughters, wives, husbands, brothers, mothers, aunts, uncles, whatever, are gone because of a bad error in judgment by 2 lunatics that occupy the White House. That's a pretty scary thought, folks. So can you see how important it is that this resolution that Dennis Kucinich put forth, which, by the way, it was a surprise, really, because the Republicans, they voted for it. They didn't table the motion, and it's going to a Judiciary Committee for hearing. Now, I'm going to get Dave Lindorf up on my show next week, and we're going to talk in a little bit further detail about that. But that's encouraging. I'm just wondering, and I don't know whether to say this or not, because as soon as I say this, I'm going to get another Skype message popped up by my roving reporter that's probably going to correct me if anything comes out wrong. I got this 21-year-old kid that's correcting me, folks. It's funny. Okay, anyway, no offense. I mean, I give you kudos, Rob Bishop. Okay, you're a great guy, very intelligent, and you're fantastic, okay? All right, so they impeached the vice president. Now, tell me, does that, and here we go, I'm watching my Skype as I speak, does that open the door with the impeachment hearings, the line of questioning, the interrogation that they would put Dick Cheney through, would that indeed open the door to impeach George Bush? And if so, or even if not, once they impeached Dick Cheney, could they or would they then try him for war crimes in violation of the Geneva Convention? Now, those are questions that I need to do a little bit of research on and get answered for myself. Maybe somebody out there knows the answer to this. I don't know. The phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. I'd be interested to know. I admit that I am not that versed in the political process to know exactly what happens in that. But I can tell you, I am encouraged by Dennis Kucinich. Dennis Kucinich is a Democrat. I believe he's also running for president. I took this test on my website about who to vote for president. And of course, when I took the test, Ron Paul popped up. Dennis Kucinich, there's a couple of issues there that I'm not real happy about him with. But, if Ron Paul weren't in it, or I tell you this, if Rudy Giuliani were running against Dennis Kucinich,
I would probably vote for Dennis Kucinich because I certainly wouldn't vote for Rudy Giuliani. And speaking of Rudy Giuliani, let me see if I can find this here. You know, I was doing my daily diligence, and I ran across an interesting clip. I don't know whether I have – oh, yes, there it is. An interesting clip. I don't think I'm going to have time to play it for you today. Let's see let me see how many minutes this is. But it's an interesting clip. Yeah, I do. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to a break, and then I'm going to play this clip of Rudy Giuliani at a UN ambassador's dinner, and this will conclusively prove that this man is a globalist. He's giving an award to David Rockefeller. He's right in their pocket, folks. Uh-oh. I've got another message from my roving reporter. Here we go. If Cheney goes, Pelosi would move up. If that opens the door to take out W, Pelosi goes to president, and Senator Ted Stevens would become the vice president. All right. I don't even know whether I should ask why Ted Stevens becomes the vice president. I won't go there. All right. I'm going to go to a break. When I get back, I'm going to play this clip that will conclusively prove that Rudy Giuliani is a globalist. When you hear this, folks, there will be no question in your mind. Be right back. Stick with me. Final segment coming up.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back. My final segment, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'm going to play this clip. This is Rudy Giuliani at a UN ambassador's dinner giving an award to David Rockefeller. Listen close to what he says, folks. Here we go. Give me a sec.
The Medal of the Business Council for the United Nations is presented every year to an individual who has made a significant contribution to the United Nations and to world peace. Past recipients include Margaret Thatcher, Thomas Pickering, Javier Perez de Cuellar, Mikhail Gorbachev, Ronald Reagan, and George Bush. This evening, the prestige of this famous award is enhanced, again, as it's bestowed upon one of the formidable figures of the 20th century, a force for freedom and peace in the world, David Rockefeller. David's contributions. He was the founder of the America Society, an organization that promotes inter-American cooperation. He helped found the Trilateral Commission, designed to promote understanding and cooperation among the nations of North America, Western Europe, and Japan. He was instrumental in creating the International Executive Service Corps, a group of volunteers from the private sector who provide technical and managerial assistance to private enterprise and developing nations. For 15 years, he served as the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. Among other international achievements, David Rockefeller is the honorary chairman of the Japan Society, an honorary trustee of the International House, and a member of the Advisory Council of the Bilderberg Conference. David, as the mayor of New York City, I want to thank you very, very much for bringing the United Nations to New York City. As a citizen of the United States, I want to thank you very much for all that you have done for America, you and your family, and as a citizen of the world, thank you for everything you've done for world peace.
All right, folks. Well, is Rudy Giuliani not right in their pocket? And did you hear the rousing applause that David Rockefeller got from this group of obvious globalists? We've got Rudy Giuliani against Hillary Clinton. That's no different than George Bush against Kerry. On the left hand, you got doo-doo. On the right hand, you got caca. Either way, you're going to get pooped on. We can't let this happen. Now, I believe on November, on Veterans Day, okay, we've got another little deal going with Ron Paul for collecting more money. He needs $12 million by the end of the year, folks. We got to get him that $12 million in his campaign fund. This guy's got to win. It's the only shot we've got. He has got to win the nomination, and I'll tell you one thing right now. It'll get so interesting because this guy, if indeed Hillary Clinton is nominated on the Democratic side, he will clean her clock when they start debating on economics. I guarantee you that. Okay, end of another week. I'll tell you what.
Michael?
Next week. Yes.
Yeah, John Stattmiller here.
Hey, dude. How you doing, John?
Do me a favor. Just hang online, close out your show, and join me on mine.
Okay.
Okay?
Right there.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, I got an invitation. Can you believe it, folks? The Grand Pooba of Arbian is inviting
me. Oh, stop it.
All right, end of another week, folks. There's a rebroadcast Monday. I've got a lot of business I got to take care of Monday, and I will go into it with you Tuesday because I'm making a trip, and I'll tell you about that next week. See you Tuesday, I'm sorry, and I'll see you up on John Stattmiller's show. Have a good rest of the week, or have a good weekend, folks. Talk to you later.